Welcome to 7 Habits That Are Dangerous, Detrimental, and Damaging to Your Intimate Relationships. Today we're going to be talking about the first of the 7 habits, and this is a habit that is one of the most dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habits that there is, and it's a habit that shows up in many, many relationships, if not most all relationships. And that habit is playing the blame game. We blame our partners when we're unhappy about something or when we're frustrated because of something that they've done. And what we're saying to our partners when we blame them is, I'm not happy, and it's your fault that I'm not happy. We also blame our partners when we want to justify our own bad behaviors. Perhaps you've heard someone say things like, you were late, and that made me mad. And that's why I didn't talk to you all night long. So what I'm doing by saying that is I'm justifying me not talking to my partner because of something that they've done. It's a way of punishing them. And I'm blaming them for how I feel. Or perhaps you've heard someone say something like, if you weren't so, and fill in the blank, then I wouldn't be so, and fill in the blank. Perhaps you've said that yourself in one of your relationships or in your current relationship. We blame our partners when we want something that will make us feel like we've been cared for, that we've been loved. We want to blame our partners when we want something that makes us that will make us feel happy, instead of asking for what it is that we need or asking for what it is that we long for or desire. So have you ever experienced being blamed? Oh man, does that hurt? I know I've experienced it myself, both being the blamer and experiencing being blamed. And there's a natural unconscious reaction that happens when you are being blamed. And that's the reaction that causes you to participate in playing the blame game. We become very defensive. And we may attack back, or we may just get as far away from our partner as we can. So that defensive fight or flight mechanism kind of kicks in, and that causes us to become an active participant in the blame game, even if we're not the one doing the blaming. So here's how the blame game is played. One person does the blaming, we'll call that person the blamer, and the other person becomes very defensive. And in their defenses, they may start blaming the other person for something else that they've done. We'll call that person the blamee. So, what is the prize? What do we gain when we play the blame game, whether we're the blamer or the blamee? This is really the interesting part about the whole blame game. Is the prize in playing the blame game? Is something that neither partner wants. Nobody wants what they get when they play the blame game. The blamer, instead of getting what he or she wants, gets defensiveness. And the person who's being defensive, instead of getting what they want, they get rejection and isolation. So why do people try to get the other person to be more loving, more caring, and more nurturing by blaming and shaming and doing things that are harmful and hurtful to the other person? That doesn't make sense at all, does it? So why do people play the blame game? And why is it so common in so many relationships? Well, let's take a look at early childhood. When the infant is uncomfortable or the infant is distressed, it's only natural for the infant to cry out. And in most cases, there's a loving caregiver, a mom or a dad or a grandfather or grandmother, someone close by who hears the cry and will immediately come and take care of the infant's needs. They'll change diapers, they'll feed the infant, they'll do whatever they need to do to eliminate the distress or the pain. Take the toddler, for example. They're just beginning to walk, and they're learning to explore, and they're learning to get their balance. And inevitably, the toddler will have those bumps and those bruises along the way, and they'll fall. And when they do, they cry out. And what happens? There's a loving caregiver that comes and picks the toddler up. And you know, moms have that magic kiss. They can just kiss the boo-boo and the pain goes away like magic. Well, the good news in that is that most of us are taken care of as children, as small children. And we're protected and cared for and we're nurtured and we're loved. The bad news is that in that experience, neurologically, what happens in our brain is we create what the neuroscientists call a mental model of what it looks like to be in relationship. And we repeat that mental model in our adult relationships. So how do you stop playing the blame game? First, simply become aware of the mental model that we've created in our minds. A child genuinely is dependent on their caregivers. And children genuinely need their caregivers to take care of them and to figure out what the pain is, what the problem is, because they're just not capable of doing that on their own. An infant isn't capable. A toddler just isn't capable. Their brains haven't developed yet to the place where they can take care of those things themselves. However, as an adult, you are capable. You can choose to depend on another person, but unlike the infant, you are not dependent on the other person. You can, and that's what the model of an adult relationship looks like. It doesn't quite look like the infant-parent relationship, but it's more of two adults who are independent, who choose to depend on each other for certain things. And you have the ability to participate in that relationship just in that way. So, the next time that you feel the need to blame your partner, this is what you can do. Instead of launching out with the blame, take a moment just to breathe and take a moment to be curious. I know that I feel like I want to blame my partner right now for what my partner did or for how I'm feeling. But what is it that I'm really needing right now? What is it that I'm longing for? And see if you can figure out a way to put that into an expression of desire. So the next time that you feel the need to blame your partner for something, take a breath, be curious, and ask yourself, what am I needing? And ask yourself, how can I express that to my partner in a way that expresses my need rather than shames and blames my partner for something that I don't like about what they're doing? The next time that you feel yourself being blamed, do exactly the same thing. Take a moment, instead of becoming defensive, to breathe. Take a nice deep breath and be curious. Ah, my partner's blaming me for something. I feel like defending myself, but I don't need to defend myself. Instead, what I would like to do is just simply ask my partner, is there something that you need? What is it that's happening right now? How can I be helpful or supportive to you? What would help you to feel loved, to feel cared for, to feel tender? So what if you continue to play the blame game? Where will your relationship be 6 months or a year from now? Or what if you decide to really work at becoming much more consciously aware of when you feel the need to blame and become much more consciously aware of when you're feeling blamed, how to respond. Where might your relationship be 6 months or a year from now? My encouragement is that you'll be moving towards the relationship of your dreams. So once again, this is Dr. Tony Victor saying, until next time, stay connected.